All right, can you give your name for us and spell it, please?
Sonya, S-O-N-Y-A.
All right, now, if you were going to slide this slider, this side's going to be 100% trust in the vote, this side's going to be 100% distrust in the vote, where would you slide this to put yourself? All right, so you moved it towards the distrust end, kind of like 75%, if this is a 0 to 100. No, we're 60-40. All right, so why did you put yourself there?
I'm not saying it's not important to vote. I believe that everybody should vote and make their voice heard, but I just don't believe that our politicians always use their power in the way that we want them to.
All right. Is there a specific story about voting that you would like to share with us?
I think a good one would be legalizing marijuana. The citizens of Milwaukee have voted to, I think, legalize marijuana about twice now. And I think I've read statistics that people are in support of at least medicinally legalizing it. But Robin Voss, the state, he's in charge of, like, the state legislator. He immediately shot it down the beginning of January this year, even though people are in support of it. So I think that that's one example I can give.
All right. Now, what conditions would there have to be for you to be able to slide yourself all the way to the trust side?
Seeing politicians acting and doing things more that are in line of what voters wanted from them.
All right. Now, the second half of our story cart mission is the Teach a Kid to Vote Challenge. Is that something that you're willing to take?
Yes.
All right. So back here, we just have two questions. And you'll win a prize if you can answer these questions. We have all these kids here. Imagine that these kids were here right now, and you had to talk to them, and you had to tell them why should you vote and how do you vote?
Why should you vote, beginning with that? To make your voice heard, to make it's important to let a big group of people know what you want, because not everybody else has that. And when you don't have that, it can cause a lot of problems for you. And when we all pitch in together to make things work better.
All right. Now, can you explain to the kids how do you vote? What's the process look like?
When you turn 18, you go to a place that is you go to a certain place that is given to you by a person that is in charge of where you vote, and then you show up to that certain place on a Tuesday at a certain time and day. You're given a paper. You answer the questions on the paper by filling out the circle in complete black. You give it to a certain person, and then they take it and then they put it in a machine, and then you're done and you go home.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
What?
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
My problem isn't that voting isn't powerful. My problem is how people take the power once we give it to them. And it kind of just seems like once you give people the power, then they can do whatever they want with that, when it should be that we hold these people accountable for why we voted for them in the first place.
All right. Thank you very much.